You're mostly just interested in getting a resolution on if you could demolish three of the buildings.
That's correct. Tonight, all we want to do is have the HCC board vote if we could demolish the existing buildings. And we took from our January 25th meeting, if we save the Italianate facade, you know, and that's what we're looking to do, is to save the exact facade in place and build around it. That's what we're looking for with some conditions to that demolition approval if we get it. One is we won't pull a demo permit until the actual building's approved, and that would include the height, the size, and everything that Jeffrey mentioned. And we would not demo any of the buildings until that new building was approved. And that's what we're asking the board to vote on right now, is just the demolition piece only.
And, you know, just understand, you know, unfortunately, we have to have a clear idea of what you're proposing in order to, you know, be comfortable with, you know, making a resolution for the demolition. And you've definitely taken some steps forward. I think everyone's going to appreciate how you've tried to integrate at least the contributing building.
Let me go down just a quick list that we've been working with the city for the last probably 6 months or so. Initially, you know, we looked at the 150 feet and we brought the building down, you know, a little bit. We actually created a design that articulates, you know, great architecture. And I think everybody thinks that, you know, there's obviously some tweaks we have to make, and we're working towards those, that it has a nice facade. It has a great streetscape. We worked with the mayor and the council members for affordable housing, and we're including that into our apartments. We did a post-COVID design where there's one and two bedrooms, and it's not, you know, four or five bedrooms and just jamming students in there. We're looking at grad students, post-grad, life science researchers, and people who live down there and activate the South Side. We've looked at the food market, and my partner, Raphael, has been on the North Side for the last 10 years. With Urbano, with Tapas, Flying Egg, and we're looking to bring that energy and food quality down here. Mm-hmm. We're looking to activate the green site. We're actually going to do some beneficial upgrades to the greenway and by our location. We've obviously incorporated the facade that you guys recommended, you know, 3 weeks ago or a month ago. That we had to, you know, change some floor leveling on the inside. We're, you know, allied our local builders, you know, pricing everything up for us. We're working with the Department of Public Works, you know, for East Graham Avenue. We work with the fire department, so they're squared away. Currently, we spoke with the Department of Water, and they're asking us to put a new water main in between 3rd and 4th. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is, once we assess all the asks from the city and what we can do and can't do, mm-hmm. that will show us how much height we can come down or not come down. Obviously we need to have a, you know, appropriate project size that works for you guys, but also works that someone can develop.
Can you tell us a little bit more with the facade that you're now proposing to retain? Mm-hmm. What exactly are you doing? Is it the existing facade?
Based on our conversations with mm-hmm. you and Jeff and Darlene this previous week, we are keeping the existing facade that's currently there, mm-hmm. and we're incorporating an entire facade as you guys asked us to do. We're doing that. Allied's going to have to support it and buttress it and all that stuff, and I've done this before in Boston. That we will actually do this here, and then we'll build around it. You know?
Okay.
And all we want to do is have the board vote tonight whether we can do that in demolition of those buildings on the condition that we keep that facade, A. B, we don't pull a demo permit until the new building's approved.
Uh-huh.
And C, we don't demo any of those buildings until the new building's approved. With height, mass, awning size, uh-huh. all that stuff, Jeffrey, that you outline, and we're very community-oriented developers, mm-hmm. and that's why we've had so many conversations with the mayor, the planning board, zoning, Department of Public Works, and you could see from our last meeting how far we moved.
Yeah, and it's...
And we know in other areas in Bethlehem and the South Side, you know, and we know you guys are focusing on height, that there's other buildings that are approved at 9 stories or taller. There's other buildings that they were able to rebuild the facade and not keep it, but we're looking to keep the facade based on your suggestions.
Mm.
Well, we're looking to work with mm-hmm. you. Yeah. And, you know, like we said, you know, we're bringing apartments to the south side that, you know, with affordable housing and all that stuff, that's a benefit. And also, Raphael, the jobs he's going to create just from his market, and there's going to be activity there that we look to get the rest of the area on South New Street and South Bethlehem, you know, safer and more activated.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have people living there and eating out and doing different things, obviously post-COVID, it will really activate that area.
Well, Jeff, I certainly don't think anybody will argue with you on that point. I do feel you've mentioned some key things, though, that I think our commission does want to hear. And you know, we do want to be active in the conversation on the building design and,
mm-hmm.
and work
Absolutely.
With you to, you know, we want to have a very solid picture that everybody's, you know, that everyone on the commission is comfortable with the building design before we approve demolition. But I think what you're saying tonight is, hey, are you moving in the right direction?
Absolutely. We need to know if we could demolish the existing buildings, except that facade, to be able to move forward. You know,
okay.
And we know that we still have to get the building design, the mass, the height, everything else, the awnings, the signage, and that approved. That we need to get, we need to understand on the demolition.
Okay.
And you said last time that 3 out of the 4 buildings are fine to demolish, you know. And
I don't know if that was ever really said.
If we go back to the
uh-huh.
tapes, I know what was
okay.
talked about tonight was a little bit different,
uh-huh.
but, you know.
Yeah.
If we go back there, we said that they didn't have the significance.
Is it okay right now to open up the conversation to our other commission members?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.